Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name, of course, is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, my God, it feels like it's been forever. It's been nearly a month since the last episode on this program. And I'm going to be honest with you. I did not feel the need to cover the whole King and Queen of the Ring concept because, look, I'll be honest with you, I felt no particular interest in it. I don't know why. I just felt that it was not worth following, and I really had nothing to say about it. But yeah, Gunther's the new King of the Ring. Liv Morgan's the new Women's World Champion. So, you know, of course, Nia Jax is now the Queen of the Ring. So, other than that, great. But, you know, me and Mark Broderman, who's often on the show, we just decided we're not going to talk about it because, look, we both found it basically uninteresting. Now, this episode, this is definitely what kind of gave me something to talk about because, obviously, this involves my hero, Eddie Kingston. The dude's injured. I think it was reported a few weeks or so ago that he was injured. There were rumors going around. But as of a few days or so ago, it became more clear than ever that Eddie Kingston is indeed injured. And the injury looks pretty freaking gruesome. And now knowing how long he could be out for, it's a very, very unfortunate set of circumstances, but this comes with the territory when it comes to professional wrestling. So, according to this update from WrestlingInc.com, well, it's been said that, you know, he suffered a knee injury at the New Japan Resurgence event when he worked a match against Gabe Kidd in a last man standing match for the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Openweight Championship. It was actually a no-ropes, last-man-standing match. And Eddie Kingston dropped the belt to Gabe Kidd. Well, I knew that once Eddie Kingston lost his first title, the AEW Continental title, he soon dropped the Ring of Honor World Championship, and then he dropped the Strong Openweight Championship, so the Triple Crown champion was no more, but you know what? He's still a Triple Crown champion to me. No matter what, Eddie Kingston is a champion to me. He always will be. And it was actually earlier this month that the show took place, on May 11th, took place in Ontario, California. So, yeah, it was said that he was hurt, like, you know, right after it, so. But at first, I didn't know what kind of injury it was, but according to this, he suffered the injury when he whacked the guardrail while taking a suplex through a table. And it was said that he could really return late this year or early next year. But according to WrestlingHeadlines.com, he could be out until around May of next year. So he could be out for over a year. Now, some people said that the injury was reported as a broken leg, This one here says a torn, you know, a tear to his ACL and his meniscus. Okay, it seems that he's got injuries. He's got like two huge injuries to his leg. So, it said that he's not going to be undergoing surgery as early as it was planned. Because it's, okay, as part of his injuries, also a fracture to his tibular. So, a tibular fracture in his leg. And he can't have surgery until the tibular fracture has properly healed. So, basically, he's been advised by doctors that he's not going to be able to undergo surgery to repair the tears to his ACL and meniscus until his tibular fracture has been properly healed, or has at least healed in some way. So he probably won't have surgery for at least another month. Right now, he's slated to have surgery as possibly as early as July. So, and right now, he's obviously, according to this, limited to physical therapy. So sometimes it does happen. Sometimes surgeries do have to be delayed. But now, Eddie Kingston did mention that he's not mad about, he has no ill will about the injury. He basically said, you know, it happens when you wrestle, that you just got to get better. So, I mean, Eddie Kingston's been on an absolute tear the last couple of years. So, you know, so really, it's unfortunate that, you know, all the momentum has to come to a halt. But, you know, again, the injuries are a part of professional wrestling, and severe injuries, well, that unfortunately comes with the territory. It is what it is. So now we know about the tibular fracture. So basically, now that he can't have surgery, you know, up until like July, so that would mean that he's got to be. So I said that he could be out as early as May of next year. I would say, look, if he's gonna have surgery, you know, to repair tears in his ACL and meniscus, he may not actually come back until the fall of next year. So, I mean, because look, he's got to have surgery, he's got to heal and recover from the surgeries, he's got to undergo the physical rehab, he's got to retrain, he's got to, you know, prepare again to return for wrestling. I mean, it's a long road. It's not only the road to recovery, but the road of preparation as well. I mean, he's got a long road ahead of him and a high mountain to climb. But again, this comes with a territory as far as professional wrestling goes. And he was told by surgeons that when he undergoes surgery, it'll be at least 10 months until he's able to get back into the ring. So these sources are saying May of next year is when Eddie Kingston will come back. I honestly beg to differ. I would say it's probably not going to be until, I would say, August or September of next year that Eddie Kingston makes his full-time return to professional wrestling. Because, again, you know, the rehab, you know, he's got to train to return as well. I mean, a long road ahead, but given the natures of the injury, I mean, the tibular fracture, and then, you know, a tear to his ACL and meniscus. This is a severe injury, and some wrestling fans are worried that this could be the end of his professional wrestling career. I mean, now Eddie Kingston's now, you know, in his 40s, so I understand why some fear that his career may be over, because, again, because of the severity and the nature of the injuries. I mean, again, a tibular fracture and tears to his meniscus and his ACL. Those are injuries that are not easy to recover from, and they take a while. So, look, my advice is that Eddie Kingston needs to do what he's got to do. Heal the tibular fracture first, undergo surgery for the tears, and, you know, take your time in recovering. Take your time. Don't rush yourself. Look, I'm going to miss watching Eddie Kingston wrestle. I'm going to miss seeing what he does, what he does best. The mic skills, the great matches, everything. Again, Eddie Kingston's my hero, but I want my hero as well. My hero, I want him to heal and repair as well, like to basically get better. You know, it breaks my heart to see what happened to him, because, you know, he loves professional wrestling; it's his life. But again, as I mentioned, the injuries are just part of it. You know, but Eddie Kingston, being the Triple Crown champion, the AEW Continental title, the strong openweight champion with New Japan and the Ring of Honor World Championship, Seeing him hold all three belts at the same time made me very happy. Honestly, every now and then I would shed a tear because that's just how much Eddie Kingston means to me. Eddie Kingston's just, you know, I consider him a hero because, you know, he's been being open with his struggles of mental health and everything like that. I mean, I have my fair share of struggles with mental health. I mean, as I said on the program many times, and here I go once again, Eddie Kingston, 18 years he spent on the indies before he got signed by AEW. Here I am, 31 years old, for 8 years, trying to make it as a sports writer, as a journalist, getting numerous writing gigs, all of which ended up bad, especially one with a website known as Unfiltered Access, setting off applications, writing samples, everything to the likes of ESPN, Fox Sports, all that, only to be turned down and ignored. You know, I can't say that I've been on the same road that Eddie Kingston was on in the 18 years on the indies, but I understand how it happens. You know, there's some similarities, but Eddie Kingston is the guy that's inspired me to keep going. So, to make it to a full-time big promotion at 39 years old, he never gave up. We all remember the story. Eddie Kingston almost quit wrestling in 2020, especially when the whole COVID thing happened. And I think in the story, he was in the United Kingdom. He was in England on a tour, and whatever it cost for him to fly back to the United States just as the crap hit the fan. I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, Eddie Kingston, much like me, he went through a lot to achieve his success. And he's achieved success. Even in his 18 years on the indies, he achieved a lot of success. But we get the point. All the years of hard work, sacrifice, commitment, dedication, everything to finally make it at 39 years old to AEW. Eddie Kingston has inspired me to keep going, to keep doing what I do. When the time is right, it'll happen. So, what I'm trying to say is that Eddie Kingston is very, very important to me. He means a lot to me. I only wish to one day be able to meet him face to face and shake his hand and personally thank him face to face for everything that he's done, that he is doing, because he's a hero. You know, honestly, again, if I could have him on this show, I'd love to. I'd love for that to happen. So again, I got a little off topic because I'm always willing to put Eddie Kingston over in the best way possible because again, he means a lot to me. But as far as the injuries go, well, again, it happens. As he says, he's not mad about it. He basically said he's not mad that he says in his words, he even said, "I don't give a blank." It didn't say it like that, but you guys know. So Eddie Kingston basically says, "It's wrestling. It's what happens, and I just got to get better." So Eddie Kingston doesn't mince words. I mean, it seems that anytime Eddie Kingston's speaking, he's cutting a promo. that's just how unique of an individual Eddie Kingston is, Always in his rightful character. Always cutting promos. I mean, Eddie Kingston, hell of a guy. So, during his time, at recovery, I mean, I'm not sure, exactly, but, he can be at home resting. Obviously, it's tough being at home when you love being wrestling, when you're a very active wrestler. Being at home, healing from an injury is not an easy thing to do, but I know Eddie Kingston's going to be okay. Right now, he's already begun the healing process. He's limited to physical therapy, to limited therapy. But after he undergoes the procedures, he starts the road to recovery, the rehab and everything, I think Eddie Kingston is going to come back better and stronger than ever. I honestly really do believe that. I know it's going to happen. When Eddie Kingston does, in fact, come back to the ring, I honestly believe we're going to see an Eddie Kingston that we have probably never seen before. I believe that Eddie Kingston, as legendary as he already is, as a wrestler, as a talker on the mic, everything that Eddie Kingston is, he's at a legendary God-tier status. And when he comes back, that legendary God-tier status that Eddie Kingston's in right now, he is going to take that to a much, much higher level, and we're going to see a different Eddie Kingston when we come back. We're going to see one more intense, more driven, stronger. I mean, again, we're going to see a better, a much more improved Eddie Kingston, as great as he is, because again, he's already at the God-tier legendary status. I believe that. And we're going to see a much better Eddie Kingston in the future. And quite frankly, I'm excited for that, and I can't wait. The wait is going to be a long time, but I believe the wait may well be worth it. So, look, I know that there's a lot of Eddie Kingston fans out there that are listening to this show. Look, I'm sad too, y'all, but look, let's keep our hero in our prayers. We'll keep praying for him, okay? We're going to keep supporting him to the best of our ability. And you know what? No matter what happens, Eddie Kingston is my hero. Eddie, if by any chance you haven't been listening to this, you're my hero. I have a lot of respect for you. I enjoy watching your promos, your matches, everything. I never get tired of it, bro. I thank you so much for everything. Again, I hope to one day meet you face to face and personally thank you for all that you've done. So Eddie, heal up, rest up. You're going to come back stronger than ever. I believe in you. You're going to be okay. I can't wait for it. I can't wait to see you again on television. I can't wait to see you do what you do best. So Eddie, stay strong and get better soon, my friend. And again, thank you so much for everything. Eddie, I love you, brother. I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos wherever you get your podcasts. So here's what I need you to do. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very much once again, ladies and gentlemen. And Eddie, once again, praying for a speedy recovery. I love you and I respect you so much. I respect everything that you've accomplished. I can't wait to see what the future has in store for you, brother. Thank you again, Eddie. I love you. Thank you very much, everybody. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.